talked to him directly and said, he's not affected. He said he didn't want the job. And we moved him back into this position. What he said, he was very, you know, very taken by what you said to him and so forth, and did say that he had indicated to you that he would take the job, but that following his meeting with you, they had reassessed that he and his wife, and that they didn't want to live abroad. And so we moved
him. He was happy about it.
So he was pleased. It was just the way he wanted it.
Did you be sure that he, did you get out that he was offered?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that, what I said.
I asked him to undertake a board assignment. I'm very ungrateful.
That's right.
He said that because that did get the story.
Well, you've got most that I can.
But I mean, I just want Hives to protect you.
Yes, the quotes I read, the stories that I read, indicated that he had intended to return to private life, but you asked him to remain on and take a high assignment in the international area. It's an important assignment in the international area, which he was considering together with private office.
And then one of the guys in his office lobbed out that it was the Geneva Post.
That's right, and that ran in the Post.
That ran. He was considering the Geneva Post.
I just thought that it was apparently not that the whole purpose was just that he was a casualty of our.
Oh, man.
No, but that is not the way.
That must be the Times, because that's the only place that is in our time. So sad.
And I talked to Hodgson this morning. He seems to be in good shape.
So I just wanted to know. So
he doesn't want the Post.
What view of that now?
The Post is over.
I'll talk to you about that later. The other thing I was going to say, Steve, are you. Do you know who put out that story about taxes?
No, I don't. I'm going to track that down as soon as I get a chance.
There's only two people that were there.
Who were they?
Irwin was one. Schultz was the other. So I had some. But my guess is Schultz went back and talked to Walker. Walker put it out.
All right, I'll raise it with both.
You wrote it down?
Yes, sir.
I did not authorize him to get out. Mills and I mentioned them in the greatest confidence. Mills indicated not a hell of a lot of interest in the tax. Who do you think put up?
Anyway, I'll find out. I think your guess, if those are the only two that knew about it, your guess is probably right.
I'll talk to both men and see who they talked to, and we'll track it down and point it up.
I don't know if it's too late to talk about the problem with the Mills. You see, Rob, you know, you as a dealing with the press may not see, and these people, being so naive, don't understand why that is such a damaging story. It's totally true. It's damaging because it will force Mills now to move away from that position to prove that he isn't ready to sink the tax reform. Now, our little boys around here don't seem to understand.
I'm just going to say why. heard Kirkman, but quite Alexis Alex Johnson, the support service officer, will be no doubt reassigned.
Support officers are well connected. It's very established.
Well, I say that.
So he's messaged our senior foreign service man, and we distinguish, obviously, he will receive a very important assignment.
Okay.
For a man who is, you know, experienced and capable of,
okay,
person as high as regard. He might point out, however, if he's pointing out that he is retired from some next year. Let me explain why. You understand why you say that? You say that because why the hell do you put somebody in a post when he's going to retire next year? See my point?
Okay, fine. Good. The other point on this announcement, sir, is what sort of signal do we want to send out here when I talk to guys afterwards and so forth?
That's a real question. How far do you want to go now in getting State Department shake-up signal out? I would think probably not very far. I'm just going to sneak these guys in. Casey's going to go in there, but he's an economic man. He's going to shake the hell out. Just say, well, we're the State Department. There's no exceptions. The whole department's working. A thorough review of all the positions, of all the ambassadorial assignments, of all the, and all the top positions in the department. There will be a number of other changes that will be announced. I just put that down.
Yeah.
That thorough review is being made. A number of other changes because this is a people with great experience can be retained, but can go into positions where they have a new challenge. Get that line out. Somebody I have said several times. Let's say that that's a good deal to say in an organization for a certain length of time. The president means they should be moved there where they can have a new approach and a challenge. Where because he constantly says that the important thing is the man should run the job. The job should not run the man. Use that term. I use the bureaucracy, not the man should run. Man should run the job, man should run the job, not run the man.
All right. Secretary wanted me to put a line in about the fact that the Secretary's encouraged young men to move fast in the Foreign Service.
No.
I don't.
No, not true.
Good.
Just leave it out.
Nice.
Because we don't want to go into that now. That should just tell the Secretary that we thought that should be a separate story. It'll get around on this one.
So the signals that I send at this point, really
the State Department, the State Department is not safe, not advanced. None of the departments are excluded from the overall excluded from this policy of change. And that there's going to be a thorough, that every position in the State Department, all the senior positions in the State Department, home and abroad, are being examined with a view of bringing some new people in, because some new blood, some younger people in, and transferring people who have done distinguished service in their present positions to new positions where they will have a new challenge.
But the young people up is the president's policy, not the secretary's.
That's right. See, that's right. No, the secretary. I mean, that's the goddamn self-serving thing I ever heard of. See, first, it's not true. Let's start with that. Let's just utterly start with that.
That's right. But regardless of what
the president feels, if you may feel that, and you can say the president feels, the president feels that. That he has the views of many people in the State Department on various things of service. He feels that there are some very able young people in the Foreign Service, shall we say, below the age of 40 years, put that in the 30 to 40 year old bracket, who are doing routine jobs at the present time, who have enormous capacity. And who, unless they
keeping track, who are shuffling papers, doing basically work that could be done by stenographers, put it that way, by stenographers, and file clerks, doing work that could be done by stenographers and file clerks.
Camp Dave, there should be continuity in foreign policy. Therefore, the president is gratified to announce this morning that Secretary Rogers will continue to serve as Secretary of State in the new administration. Period. Then I go into just a paragraph. I'm sure you are aware that President longstanding admiration for Secretary Rogers' exceptional capabilities, which date back.
No.
Okay.
The secretary at present times is conducting very, very, is responsible for very important negotiations in the Middle East, Far East, various preparations for the European Security Conference. Continuity at this time is particularly important.
Great big story. He's the best secretary. That's why we're